Classic League Podcast time!
Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 320 of the Classic Elite Podcast. My name is Scott. I've got Kevin with me. What is going on, man?
Hey, man, not much. How are you?
Pretty good, pretty good. I got a haircut.
Oh, hey, nice. Very social distancing. They used scissors on a pool stick, I'm assuming.
Yeah, oh, yeah, pretty much. Good. Yeah. But this is the first time I've ever wanted to draw the attention of my head twice. Got a hat on sale, man.
Oh, got some nice little
Toronto pride.
Beautiful.
Feels good. Yeah. Feels good.
And you know what? That's funny because I have something for you guys.
Yeah, I know. I made sure to also cheers you with Sam Adams. Cheers, buddy.
I got myself a Sam Adams for the first time. Cheers.
So you've never had a Sam Adams. All right. I hope he we'll see how American or not he is.
Ah, that's quite the beer.
It's a flavorful beer.
It is. Wow. It's cheers.
It was the kind of, it's a really strong flavor. It's a Boston Sam Adams Boston Lager. Yeah, he's not making the kind of face I like, but whatever.
No, that's my something new taste.
I love Sam Adams Boston Lager, so. But yeah, ooh, man. This is a video game podcast. This is the beginning of the next 10 years of Classic Elite, so mm-hmm. Might as well start off with some Sam Adams. But we are going to talk about video games eventually. But before we do that, how's the week been, staying away from everybody and being isolated?
Good. I got to say, it's funny. I don't even have a Toronto Blue Jays hat. I should get one.
You should.
I should.
Well, I love blue. I love blue. Like, it's a good color.
I actually saw a Blue Jay land in my garden today.
Awesome logo. I'm far enough north, I get them here in the States, or in here in the States, right. I get them here in Ohio, yeah.
Well, I see them in parks and stuff in my backyard, I was like, oh, it's so beautiful, look at it, it's actually blue.
Because everyone's inside, and, like, you don't have all the monsters out there.
Yeah, there's like foxes and coyotes in my street now, weird.
Yeah, well, Kevin, I gotta say, before we jump into podcasts and all that stuff, or video games, I have been absolutely binging 90 Day Gaze on
the podcast?
The podcast. It is so good. It is so good. It is the best companion podcast I think I've ever listened to for a show that I want more of. they're really sharp with their banter, and it just fucking cracks me up, dude. It's really, really, really good.
I think they're therapists or something too.
One of them is, and I think the other guy's like a teacher or something. I'm like, what the fuck?
Mind blowing. Yeah. We gave him a shout out on Twitter, and then they responded. And I was like, oh my goodness, they responded
to it. I'm like, oh, shit, that's a fun. That looks fun. Okay, 90 Day Fiancé. All right, I'm in. I can't wait for the next episode. And then I was just roaring. Like, I started listening to the most recent one, and I got about 2 minutes, and then I'm talking about the actual episode, and I'm like, nope, going to the beginning of the season. I already know. I want to hear the build up to what they're talking about.
Their theme song gets stuck in my head all the time too.
It's excellent. It's one of those podcasts where I could actually see myself going and watching a show strictly to hear their takes on the show.
That's what I do. I can't listen to the next episode until I've heard or watched the actual show itself.
Yeah.
I'm glad you're enjoying it. It's welcome to trash TV. The podcast isn't trash, but the TV show is.
Well, you know, I told you I got in the mood for it. Every now and again, I get in the mood for trash TV. My favorite all time is still Just Had Two of Us. I've talked about it before. That's the British MTV show where they get tattoos for each other, but they say they're friends. Yeah. But I gotta say, I got real into the 90 days before. It's been really fun, like more even than Tiger King. It's just I was just in the mood for it. And it scratched the trash itch. So,
well, Tiger King is more of a documentary, right? So
it is, but I mean. How different are they?
Yeah, that's true. Good point. One's six episodes, one's 18. Fuck, I don't know.
That, so I thought that last week was going to be the finale.
Yeah.
So
I think they have two more.
I think they have at least one more.
And then tell all.
So
welcome.
That's been fun. That's been fun. it's curbing the appetite for that, and we'll see if it's. Those two are just hilarious. I don't know. Crack me up. So, outside of that, do anything before we jump into games? Any news or movies or shows you're watching?
I met up with Rooster from my old podcast this weekend. He came by to drop off my daughter's gift, and I had a gift for his daughter. And, of course, we social distanced. It was really weird because I wanted to hold his daughter because she's so tiny. She's only one, right? And, we just, like, spoke as if we haven't missed a beat. Like, we haven't – like as if we saw each other last week.
Sure.
And we just – yeah, it was good seeing him. And we came up with this thing. Not, we didn't come up with it, but we were talking to each other. And you know how I always do the whole, like, you know, it's pretty short.
Yeah.
He was telling me a story about how sometimes when he's explaining things to people, he doesn't understand if the person doesn't understand him or if it's him. Like, if you tell someone go left and they make a right, you're like, was it me?
Yeah.
And we were trying to figure that out with each other. Cause I'm like, I get it. I go to the butcher shop and I'm like, three bags of chicken breast, two in each. And then they put like four in one. And I'm like, is it me? Did I fuck it up? Is it me? So that's kind of, is it us? Is it me? Is it what I said? No, but it was good seeing him. And today, just randomly, I was making some chicken breast, doesn't matter. I was cutting lemons and I cut my thumb. You can't see it right now, but I cut my thumb right on the nail part when I was cutting the lemon. But because I was cutting the lemon, it's like you
– I felt good.
No, it felt – you slapped me in the face and kicked me in the balls right after because I was like, ow, ow! This was right away just that citrus in my thumb. And it was – first it was like, you know, when you cut yourself, like, ooh, that hurt. But then it was right away the lemon juice, like fresh lemon right in there. And I was like, oh, my God, what the hell's going on? Felt like it was on fire.
Yeah, so I was say probably burnt.
Yeah, it's like when you get a paper cut, it hurts because the bleach on the paper is what I heard. I don't know. It could be a complete lie. That's why paper cuts hurt, because there's bleach on it, because they're white. It could be a lie, most likely. But
I'd always heard – I guess I've never had a paper cut hurt right then. It was always like, fuck, that's going to annoy me for the next several days.
I'm gonna oh, no, paper cuts. I'm like, oh, God, no, why? Like, I can feel it right away.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Maybe I'm the worst. I guess I've drank enough bleach – reading YouTube comments that I've built up an immunity. So, well, do you want to talk about some? Did any new games come out that we want to mention?
Absolutely not.
Okay,
nothing.
Well, we forgot to post the Sid Gold's Request Room Facebook page last week in the show notes. So go to Sid Gold's Request Room. That's Ben Martin's girlfriend. She participates in this group. And they take requests and do some really cool stuff on Wednesday nights. It's live on Facebook, 7:30 Eastern time. So that's New York time. But yeah, it's facebook.com/SidGolds. And you can hear all the cool, covers and whatnot that Ben's been telling us about.
I'll check that out next week. Cause that sounds rad.
We'll try to remember to put it in the notes for several weeks. Cause it just seems like a fun, cool thing to do. Even though it's competing with us, there's an archive of us. So who cares? Get us on the RSS feed or come afterwards.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, good deal. Up first, what'd you want to talk about?
Well, it's time for, or we're also off sales, but it's time for news. That's you scramble.
Somebody knows. I'm not a good producer yet.
Alan Wake comes to Game Pass for its 10th anniversary. Now, I put this on here for Dustin, because I remember Dustin was a huge Alan Wake fan.
Yeah.
And this is one of those games where it reminds me of you guys, because I specifically went out and bought Alan Wake back in the day because of you guys. You guys were talking about it, and I'm like, oh, I have to get this game. And I got a special edition one where it looks like a little book.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, it's great.
I've never played it.
You never played Alan Wake? Holy shit.
No, but it reminds me of this podcast a lot, too, because I constantly think I got to get around to trying that. And Dustin loved it so much that I just felt almost like a bad co-host friend.
Yeah, that sounds pretty awful. But yeah, it's coming to Game Pass, so now you have absolutely no reason not to play it.
I already owned it on PC and 360, so I got it.
Well, now you don't have to get up and put it
you're
in
right, you're right, it is there.
Yeah. That's coming on May 14th to celebrate the anniversary, and it's coming to Xbox One and PC Oh, sorry, on May 21st. I make up days all the time.
That's today.
Holy shit, it is. Yes, because this was last week's news. Oh, no. What am I saying?
It doesn't matter.
Alan Wake.
People aren't here for the news, Kevin. I think people are here for, I don't know.
Me.
Yes.
Specifically. Alan Wake is one of those games where I played, I loved it, and I hated the ending. All I'm going to say is something was in, the river was an ocean. Those of you who play the game know what I'm talking about. As well as, can you hear me now? You also know what I'm talking about.
That is a big fucking bug.
Ah, kill it, kill it, get out of fire.
Okay, go ahead.
How many lakes? Six?
I got it. Wow. Looked like a big ant. That's good.
But yeah, I wish they made more Alan Wake. And did you know that Alan Wake is awake? Get it? Awake? Like his dead? First name?
Yes.
No, he's not dead.
Oh, his name. He's awake? Or you're at he's awake? Or you've made or awake?
I thought it was... Shut up. Next news. No, but you never played Alan Wake. Play it, please, anyone. I'm glad it's coming back on Game Pass. That means someone out there remembers this game exists, and we need a part two, please. Not that weird DLC that they came out with. That was bizarre.
I remember people liking that DLC. The something Nightmare or whatever?
It was cheap, though. It was like, oh, you know what you just did? Do it again. And I'm like, okay. I don't want to do that. It's like a farm, and you do this stuff, and then you repeat it like Groundhog Day, kind of.
Okay.
And you're like, yeah, it could have been more. But I like the gameplay. I like the flashlight and then the shoot. That's fucking rad. The other game that's coming out is Nintendo announced last week. Remember we were talking about Mario games? They're going to come out with a bunch of remastered Mario games, and then they said there's a new Paper Mario game, and we're like, one day it's going to happen. Well, they announced it. It's a new Paper Mario game called The Origami King, or if you're playing Heavy Rain, The Amagami Killer, because they have a terrible accent, because it's like French accent. That was more Asian. I apologize. Yeah, so a new Paper Mario Origami King. The trailer looked awesome. I have that weird love-hate relationship with Paper Mario. Have you played any of them?
I dabbled with one of the Wii ones. It was
the one flip 3D.
It was not. I just feel like it was not a good one to do.
Because the one on the Wii is the one where you can like side view, and then the game flips in 3D mode, which is hard to control with a Wii remote because you use the D-pad instead of an analog stick, which is pretty dumb. But I like that one.
Okay.
I don't remember what that one's called. I don't like the. I couldn't get into
Sticker Star, maybe yet.
No, Sticker Star was 3DS.
Okay, then that wasn't it then.
I think it was 3DS. That was the bad one. I didn't like that one at all. But yeah, they had like Color Splash on the Wii U, which was pretty decent. But yeah, that's what I mean. Like sometimes I'm like, I love the one on the Wii, but all the other ones I'm like, eh, it's okay. It's okay. A thousand yard door, whatever it's called. I'm like, eh, it's okay. But again, I feel the same way about this one. I'm like, it looks awesome, but it always looks awesome.
Yeah.
But then a game is kind of like, eh.
It's a great name for a game.
The Origami?
Yes.
The Sam Adams. It's actually growing on me, by the way.
Once your palate gets used to it, because it's a little sharp at first, but once your palate gets used to it, it starts to be like, eh. By the end of that beer, you'll want another one. It's
Yeah. First, it was like someone blowing smoke in your face.
And it's intense at first. At I know. End, I want to know what. Actually, I'm glad I didn't warn you. Yeah, well, American beer is known as being pretty weak, so it's nice to have one that's like that's not a craft beer, that's just a beer that's everywhere. It's just a.
Well, it kind of reminds me of like Budweiser. I want to say not maybe yeah Budweiser. It's more like that thickness like Budweiser has.
Sure, I don't see it, but I feel like people commonly. I drink Budweiser. I like it. I don't get that thickness that other people talk about. To me, it has a little more of a sweetness to it, but. I feel like it's got to be. Yeah, you're probably right.
I drink a lot of hipster beers though, like a lot of independent breweries. So
yeah,
they're all like light.
Yeah, and this is not that. This is a very hoppy lager, which is weird. Do you remember the? Maybe you don't. There used to be these commercials that would show the amount of hops that were used to make a Bud Light versus made to make a batch of Sam Adams.
It's just no, I don't remember that.
It's just it's got a shitload more sugar in it.
Product of the USA. Interesting. Cool. Cheers to you. It says on the can.
I need
to.
I know. I wish I would have. I should have gotten Molson because I fucking love Molson.
Oh, that's Canadian too. That's watery. Yeah.
But I like I like watery shit beers. Not all watery beers, but I do like some of them quite a bit. Once you get the taste acquired, you know, it's like, that's a poor college kid for a while. Natty Light started tasting good.
Oh, but I'm very gassy now. Burpee, not farty. Sorry, going back to Paper Mario. There is a cool, cute little thing of Bowser being folded like an origami. I don't know. It looks good. But again, I said they always look good. And the gameplay is always just bleh. Or not bleh. It just kind of, I don't know. It's an RPG. And it's a Mario RPG. So it's not like it's hard.
Dude,
it's just long.
Tecmo Balls is here.
And hey, what's up, man?
He says he listened to episode 1 through 75 over the weekend. You're a madman of this podcast.
Of this podcast? Yeah. Wow.
He messaged me on Instagram. I was like, hey, do you have is it in the feed? And I was like, sorry, I don't have. I really do need. That would be nice to have an archive feed to take the time to set that up. But I just sent him a link to the first one. I'm like, here you go, dude.
Because I wanted for the 10 year, I wanted to like do a quote from what you guys said in the first episode.
So I just one and 75. Okay. Whew. I was like, dude.
The one? Sorry?
Just one and 75, not through. I got a little excited there. One and 75. Was there any improvement? I hope so. Oh, one was bad. All of them.
Yeah, so I tried to take a quote from the first one. So I listened to it again last week to use it as an episode title. And I was like, I can't get a good quote out of this. But yeah, it's funny because I couldn't find the first podcast on the feed either. I had to go on the website to get it.
Yeah.
But it exists out there, so that's good.
It does, yes. They all do exist. And
why 1 and 75 specifically did he listen to that?
Why
1 and 75?
I wonder why 75.
Why not 280 something, the one that I started on? Hmm?
I thought you were 97.
Hmm? Was it 297? Why not
297? Right before 300.
Oh, maybe. Why not 297? Hmm? That's the one you want. It's all about me. And Periner's podcast is still alive on the feed. It doesn't go past whatever because I don't
75 is the first episode on Podcast Addict.
Well, okay then. Then there goes my whole theory. the other news that came out with that Mafia trilogy includes a complete remake of the first Mafia game, remaster of Mafia 2. So this is one of those games I want to dabble in, but I don't want to play because
actually, hold on, I'm gonna jump in real quick. Sorry, we're gonna start Mafia over. Brad, it's funny that you say that. Okay. Wow. You did a great job. It was your left hand that gave it away. I was like, wow. I had to look off Discord or I had to look at the Discord feed, not OBS. Brad, I've been doing the same thing with the Bombcast. When I've been out, I'm not in the mood to listen to what is in my normal queue. I've been going back and listening to the first Giant Bombcast available in their feed, and it's like 6 years ago. And it's funny how much things change. The more they stay the same, they're complaining about a lot of the same stuff. They talk about Titanfall. It's just really, it's fun. So
I listened to all of Talk Radar before the pandemic happened. That podcast that made me into podcasts.
Yeah.
I found the archive feed and I listened to the whole thing.
Hell yeah.
Until they got fired, which is pretty funny.
It's fun. It's fun to go back and it really reminded me why I became such a Giant Bomb fan. The current show is not nearly as...
I'm surprised I never got into Giant Bomb. I'm very surprised.
It's just... It's fine. Is it me? It's fine now. I still listen to every episode. It's still one of my favorites, but it really was something special back in the day.
Yeah. That's how I feel with Talk Radar. It's like that has a special place in my heart. It's funny hearing them talk about like Batman Arkham Asylum. And they're like, this game is going to have the actors from the game, from the show. They're like, no way, that's not possible.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
It's cool, yeah.
Or one of the running jokes right now is Fortnite really a game? Like, Fortnite was considered vaporware for a while. It was never going to come out, and it was always going to be beta because it was just going to be that building Minecraft-y thing.
Minecraft, yeah, exactly.
So it's really funny to hear them talk about the context of Fortnite.
On the Talk Radar one, they're talking about a bunch of Spider-Man games that are coming out, and like Spider-Man Marvel Champions, Spider-Man this, Spider-Man that, and all those games that they had a list of they came out, but they weren't Spider-Man games. They were the iPhone bullshit Marvel games that came out, Contest of Champions and all these other Marvel games.
Yeah,
they had the list of names before, like 5 years before those games came out on iPhone. I'm like, I know those games now. Like that's so funny.
Yeah, Hemrock, I agree. Brad also says he wishes Hemrock still podcasts. I know he writes in a Tiger Claw show. Tiger Claw TV. So Mafia is coming. The trilogy of Mafia is coming. Did you ever get into these?
No, because I got to a point where I was tired of GTA-style games, and that this felt like that.
Yeah.
But I heard great, great things about Mafia 3. It's also because, you know, you play the point of view as a black guy. But that's important, because this game takes place in, like, the 60s. So it's like you get to see all the discrimination and all that. And I was like, oh, that sounds intriguing. But I never got into the Mafia series. But now all three are released, and apparently – if you already own these games, you get like a boost up to the definitive edition, or like they upgrade you to the definitive edition. Okay. Definitive. Wow, that's hard to say.
That's Sam Adams.
Good on you. Yeah, let me just read it. Mafia Trilogy bundles all three. Oh, come on, definitive edition Mafia games. But each game will also be sold separately if you're only looking to pick up one of the Mafia titles. Furthermore, players who already own Mafia 2 on Steam or Mafia 3 on PS4, Xbox One, and Steam will be upgraded to the Definitive Edition for a free upon launch.
It was like you had it, and your saliva glands were like, no, you're not going to get it. That's funny.
So, purchasing the trilogy at launch will grant immediate access to Mafia 2 and 3, but the Mafia 1 remake won't be available until... it's launched in August, so that's pretty awesome. I've never seen anything released that way. It sounds very complicated, but I'm always down for bundles. Old bundles, I'm okay with those. Sure. The same game released with one, like here's fucking Shadow Colossus in HD, not the remake, the remaster one. I would have been like, hey, yeah, I don't want to get that, but it's like Shadow Colossus and Equal. I'm like, yeah, okay, I'll get that. God of War HD trilogy, yes. One game, nah, fuck off. So I'm down with that.
And speaking of that style, the Master Chief Collection is a good example of, right? No,
I never played it. You have to tell me.
It has Halo 1, and it has Halo 2, and it has Halo 3, and it has Reach, and it has ODST.
Yeah. Yes.
The Sam Adams.
But I don't know what it has. I thought it was just the themes.
Yeah, it has all of those, but so it's also complicated because this all came out on the Xbox, the Master Chief Collection, and it's been rocky. Like, I want to say that these started coming out. They were supposed to be launched for the Xbox, I want to say, and then it was like 2015 before they finally got out, and it's been kind of a mess, but now they're starting to be good. They have PC ports that have been coming out. So Halo 1, I believe, the Anniversary Edition, the CE Edition or whatever. And Halo Reach ports are available on PC in their Master Chief Collection. And Halo 2, it just came out for the Master Chief Collection on PC. So if you have Game Pass.
So they're coming out separately?
Yes. Huh. On PC or on the Xbox, it didn't. It came out as a collection.
Oh, on the PC, it's coming out separately.
They're not done doing the upgrades and stuff.
Gotcha.
But they are doing your style of upgrades. So you hit the select button and it flips between new and old stuff on the fly. And the new is just, it's really special. It really is excellent. Yeah.
Do you ever do that in a game where you're like, you're playing a game and it's just so beautiful that you literally like stop and like spin the camera and just look at the walls and shit?
Never deep into a game, but early on, like within that first act, the first Tomb Raider game, the 2013 reboot one did that. There was like a scene on a mountain early on after you're climbing up the snow that had a really cool sunrise or sunset looking thing. I did it with Horizon Zero Dawn a little bit early on PS4. And
I did it with Spider-Man and Doom. The remake?
Oh, okay. Oh, the remake.
I'm like, his gloves look really good. Like when he does like one of these things when he's flexing. I'm like, oh, it's a really good looking glove. But Spider-Man, I did it all the time because they had a photo mode. So you could like zoom in on the like ass and be like, oh, look at those little fabric lines.
I guess I just get it. The immersion takes over and I just stop noticing it. But early on, I do stop and smell the roses a little bit.
Yeah. I've been in there with Final Fantasy a lot, but I'll talk about that after.
Cool, cool. And I did. Yeah. My impressions are that it's good. It runs in 4K on a really mid-level I think mid-level might even be generous to the PC I'm running this on. I've got an RX 580 that I paid $100 on eBay for, the graphics card, $115. And then I recycled an old work computer. It's an AMD 6-core, no hyper-threading, Phenom 2, I think. A 1055. Okay. So I know that there's just jargon. It's just some context for people. But it's DDR3 memory, so it's a last-generation computer. Is it dead nuts at 60? No. Is it playable the whole time and a lot of the times around 60 frames a second? Yeah. And down at 1440p, it just plays at 60. So I'm getting this great experience on Halo 2 so far. The problem is I just beat Halo 2 a couple of months ago, so I'm not interested in playing through, but it's been cool. And I'm very excited for Halo 3 because I am in the middle of that and I'm just stopping it. So when it comes out to PC soon, I'm going to pick back up.
Are you intrigued by the story of Halo?
No.
Oh, you're not? Just the gameplay?
Yeah, I just enjoy playing. There's something about the way Halo feels to play a mission.
Okay. And remember, I've never played a Halo game, not once.
It's just a shooter. There's lots of purples and blues and greens and lasers. And
yeah, they have like neon colors. That's like my favorite like color spectrum.
Yeah, I have no idea. I have no idea what's going on in the game. None.
Oh, wow, that's surprising. Okay.
Nor do I care. And I have no interest in finding out. I just want to complete all the campaigns.
Because I get really immersed in stories, and if the story takes me out, then I'm podcast. But I try to like really get in. Like, you want me to read a book? Oh, come on.
Yeah, I don't really care for that stuff. Final
Fantasy 13 did. Final Fantasy 13 was like, here's welcome to, I forget the name, Crystal Island. And I'm like, oh, what's Crystal Island? And it was like 17 pages in-game of what Crystal Island. I'm like, what is this? What are you doing? I don't care. What's going on?
Yeah, it sucks.
That's why I never completed 13.
Don't seem like you're missing much. They did three. I know they did 13-2. I didn't know they did 13-3.
Yeah, there's three of them. Lightning Returns and Lightning Strikes Back or something. I don't know.
Okay. I do want to draw attention to the Digital Foundry video analyzing Halo 2. Like, they have some complaints in there where there's a, if you have a monitor that'll run 120 hertz, they've got a 120 hertz mode.
Oh, cool.
But not everything is 120 hertz. So they were like, if you notice, the gun moves at 120 hertz, but the hand under the gun only moves at 60 frames a second. And it's like, it creates a jittery effect. And I'm like, yes, if it's, I never would have noticed. I absolutely never would have noticed. And they just point out the most hyper specific nitpicky stuff, but it's a great look at, the overall idea of what a pretty decent port it is, if you're someone casual like me and you just want to know how the PC runs.
Yeah.
The sound design is so much better. Like, the guns and voice acting are just so much better. And the graphics go from just kind of really, really crappy to really excellent. The character models are awesome, and it's really cool. And then there's a guitarist from a band, Periphery, that I like a lot. His name is Misha Mansour, and he's doing a lot of cool stuff on YouTube. He's, you know, Periphery's not a very big band, so, you know, he'll hop on and do a little live stream, a couple hundred people might join in. But, he bought like a racing rig, so he's racing with his friends and like a, you know, Gran Turismo style racing setup.
You're telling me that you're surprised that he does that, right?
Yeah, just because, like, he's a musician. I don't know. When I buy an album from somebody, there's no way to ever see what they are like in real life or whatever. Yeah. And, like, the other night, he just strapped a GoPro to his head and was just showing people, like, some of his new effects pedals. Just, like, totally just goofing around. At one point, he started playing a riff. He's like, yeah, I really like this one, but I just never recorded it.
Yeah.
It's just... What? Like, it's just wild to hear that level of a riff. Like, could I hear, you know, Adam Jones play a guitar riff that he just never put down for a Tool song? Like, are you kidding me? And you're just going to, like, dick around and be like, oh, I noodled around with this. I don't know. Having a musician that you like just do throwaway stuff is really neat to see. And, the reason I bring that up is He did a periphery track in this remake, or he did a remixed it in like a genty periphery style. So, in the new soundtrack in the game, there's like this almost like doom heavy metal, like genty, cool periphery style remix in the game. So it adds a lot to it. So they brought in modern musicians.
The music as well, then, not just the graphics.
Yes. They did an entire overhaul of all the sounds.
Oh, that's awesome.
So there's a very long-winded way for me to say it's really neat that a guitarist that I like did a remix song. but that's why I got so excited to see that he was in it. I would just, it'd be sweet to see him do more. He seems like a... you ever have people that you enjoy watching be interviewed?
What do you mean? Like,
did you ever find them fast? Like, they just seem to have a good conversation with whoever they're being interviewed by?
I used to, when I like used to care about my bands and stuff, like listen to them live. Now, not
or
so
like
much.
Or like a comedian or an actor, or, you know, do you like Morgan Freeman? Do you always want to listen to any interview with him? Or
not, you know, now? No, director? I'm okay. Pretty, yeah, not now. Anything that I hear celebrity, I instantly get turned off. I'm okay. I don't care.
Fair enough.
But I do remember a Green Day interview, and it stuck with me when, because you know how Green Day is one of my favorite bands, and I get it, whatever, they're pop punk, whatever. Sure. But I remember one time they're saying, you know, someone was talking to them, and they go, "Hey, Green Day, what's punk?" And he like kicked over a trash can. He's like, "That's punk." And the guy's like, "So this is punk?" And he kicked over the trash can, and Green Day's like, "No, that's trendy."
Yeah,
I'm like, "That's amazing. That's an amazing response. I love that." And I don't know, but I got to the point with like actors and like. Musicians, I don't want to get to know you because I may not like you.
Sure.
Now that I can actually interact with people on Twitter.
Well, absolutely. So the fact that's probably why I like this guy so much, because he is that charming and comes across so genuinely nice.
Yeah. Well, like, I guess Kevin Smith would be one of those I can listen and speak forever. I'll go out of my way to hear him on Conan O'Brien.
Okay. Yesterday. Yes. Because you just, whenever he's talking to somebody, you enjoy how he comes across.
I can hear him talk.
I get that from this guy. So if I can see him show up in more video games, like, holy shit, that would be amazing. Yeah. Then we had one last bit of news, Kevin. There's a rumor that Scott Pilgrim may get relisted by Ubisoft.
Now, I saw the article, and Ubisoft did a chin thing.
Yeah. Why don't you give the context for why this rumor is even being talked about? Because it barely deserves to be in the show notes. Some guy said, "Hey, it'd be great, Ubisoft, if you like brought this back," and they responded with a tweet with just the emoji that was like the
yeah,
like, "I'm considering it," or "That's a good idea," or whatever.
Not some guy asked, the creator of Scott Pilgrim.
Oh, the creator of Scott Pilgrim asked.
Brian Lee O'Malley. Yeah.
Okay, that's even. And then Ubisoft's checkmark blued account responded.
Had a pondering face.
Yeah,
but the funny thing is, Anna Monoguchi, who did the soundtrack to this game, on Twitter said, "Release the game, you perverts, or you bastards, or you pussies." They said something like that to Ubisoft, and Ubisoft never responded. I would love for this game to come back, but I'm afraid if it does get non-delisted, it'll only be like a DuckTales thing, where it's only on Xbox 360 and PS3. Like, we thought DuckTales was back on PS4 and shit, but it wasn't.
Yeah.
So they can technically not delisted,
but it was on listed? Steam stuff, right? I don't know how it works.
I don't know if it was on Steam. I know it was on the older consoles.
Okay.
And they're stuck to those consoles. I would love for this game to come back. I still play Scott Pilgrim every once in a while on my 360. The whole game takes place in Toronto. I mean, come on.
Now, I know that that's part of what I wanted to ask you. I don't think it's that great of a game, but I know, but you've always adored this game.
I love it. And the Toronto thing is just like the sugar on top of the
fucking cupcake, that's whatever. What I'm getting at. Like, if this was Scott Pilgrim in Detroit, do you think you still enjoy the game as much? Probably not the manga and stuff.
I thought you meant Detroit, the game.
I know that's what you mean. Yeah.
It could be Scott Pilgrim in hell for all I care. And it could have been nothing based on the movie or the comics. It could have just been its own thing. In hell, for example, I would love the game. Because the game was... It was pure to the comics, where like the levels, like, it came out when the movie was released, but it's not based on the movie. It's based on the actual comics.
Yeah.
So there's like a subway level. There's like an honest size level. There's like the park level. And it was a fun beat 'em up because you had so many characters to play from, and then you had Knives on top of that. At first, they had no online multiplayer, which is mind-boggling, but a year and a half later, they released that DLC.
Did you try it?
I did, yeah.
That's why they didn't release it. Well, I tried it with Dustin, and it was just almost unplayable for us.
All the online play?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it worked fine.
Oh, did it? Oh, maybe we just had it out on a bad day.
And all the Easter eggs, like all the video game references I loved. Like when you go through the in-between worlds, you go through the star door that you do in Mario 2, and then all of a sudden you just see Mario blocks everywhere. You see the bubble bobble guy spray painting in the background, just like little things like that. And when the level starts glitching out, so you see all the zeros.
Oh, yeah.
The dead screen, like, or the kill screen. It's just a beautiful, I don't know, I love that game. The animation was pure. It was pixelated. It was a great soundtrack. Everything about it was great.
For me, everything about how it felt, I adored. But it just was a little slow. I wanted it to feel more like Turtles, and it just felt like Turtles underwater to me.
Does that make sense? How long? Because I think you level up in the game, so you get faster and stronger.
You do, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I saw credits.
I know, but did you like 100 level up?
Did I 100 level? I doubt it.
Yeah, because I'm pretty high up there. I don't know. I enjoy the game. It is slower than Turtles. I'll give you that.
Yeah, I just couldn't get past that. It just felt like I was too stuck. I just hated the physics.
Okay.
But I everything else I was blown away by.
I mean, you collect Toonies and Loonies when you beat up an enemy.
You do.
They yell barf like the University Ransom. It's great.
And I'm not the biggest Anamanaguchi fan. They hit that soundtrack absolutely out of the park.
I have that soundtrack on my phone.
It's awesome. Like, especially that title song. Like, it's amazing. And the artwork's fantastic. But
when I worked at Best Buy in the gaming section, because whoever used to work there before me would put on like rap and hip hop. And I'm like, what are you doing? It's a gaming section. So I'd always plug in my iPod, because iPhones didn't exist, into the auxiliary, and then play Anamanaguchi from Scott Pilgrim soundtrack.
Heck yeah. That's a good call.
And that's all I would play in the gaming room. That's all I would play in that section. People were like, what song is this? I'm like, well, let me tell you, it's Anamanaguchi. They're like, how do you spell that? I'm like, I have no idea. I'm
just, ask Siri. Oh, wait, this is 2014. Fuck.
Yeah, there is no
Siri. There's no Siri. Good deal. All right, well, that's going to be it for the news this week. So, Kevin, let's talk about some video game deals. Do you have some sales you wanted to tell people about?
Yeah, so first, free news. Civilization 6 is free on the Epic Store. Now, I've never used the Epic Store, but I have an account. What are you going to say?
GTA 5 until today.
Yeah, until today. So that came out last week, which I forgot to mention because I forgot to put in notes, was free last week, and I got that as well. So I have an Epic Store account. I know people hate Epic Store for whatever reason. I know there's a controversy behind it because
whatever, people hate everything. What they're doing right now is so awesome for consumers.
Yeah, I got the Batman trilogy for free on Epic Store. I got this. I don't even play PC games. One day I will.
One day.
And I'll have a huge backlog.
Yeah.
So last week they had GTA 5, which took down their whole website because it's GTA 5. And this week is Civilization 6. So I'm going to try remembering to put Epic Game Stores because it's free. Like, it's not included like Xbox. It's literally
free.
Make an account. Yeah. So that's pretty cool. Nintendo has some say. Oh, sorry. Did you ever play Civilization?
No.
I've always wanted to, but I never did. I'm like, I should do that. And I loaded it up and I'm like, I'm good.
I'm intimidated, honestly.
Fair. It's like this game and Tropical. The two games I'm always like, I want to play you. I don't want to play you.
Or a Sim City kind of I don't believe in myself to be able to learn it well
Sim
enough.
Sim City, I can play forever.
To be That's able to like learn it well enough to make it fun for me. But
I booted up City Skies or City Lines, whatever. What's that game called? City Lines? City
you, it's,
Is it me?
You said it.
Skylines.
I don't know what City Skylines.
That's the one, the SimCity looking game.
Yeah.
I bought that on the Switch, and I was like, all right, let's boot you up. All right, this game looks complicated. Let me turn you back up. Yeah. Right. I don't want to sit and learn how to build roads right now. I'm not in that mindset.
Yes, I think that's where I'm at. So, okay. So, Nintendo's got some good sales.
Yeah, so Cave Story Plus is $14.99, 50% off until June 4th. I love Cave Story. I have it on 3DS. I don't know what the Plus is. I don't know if you know what the Plus is or if you even know what Cave Story is.
Cave Story is awesome. It's a little dope Metroidvania game. Plus has additional soundtracks, any of the DLC levels, and also different graphical options. So you can select, not on the fly, but hardcore pixels and like revamp graphics and revamp soundtracks.
Because there's a 3D one, like where the graphics are not sprites, they're 3D models. I think there was one like that, right? 2.5D?
Maybe. Probably.
Okay. Anyways, it's a great game. I found it a little bit on the short side.
I found it difficult too. For me, I got lost. Is it not hard?
Oh no, I found it easy. I thought it was mine was like a demo when I beat it. I was like, really? That's it? Maybe I missed something. Maybe I missed like a storyline somewhere, but I felt like it was too short, but whatever. $59.99. Great game. Mario and Rabbids Kingdom Battle. It's $15, 75% off.
Good deal.
Mario and Rabbids, awesome game. And the DLC is on sale right now. And I'm like, should I? Donkey Kong Country. I love this fucking game, but I'm going to hold back because I have a huge backlog. The end is nice. $7.49 is 50% off. You should get this game. If anyone should get this game, it's you.
Why?
Because this is basically Super Meat Boy's spiritual
success. That's right. Yeah. I do need to get this. You're right. Yeah.
And I'm playing this right now on the Switch because it's that game I could just pick up and play and like put down anytime. So if Hannah goes to the bathroom, I'm like, yes, I have five to 10 minutes, depending how long she takes.
Yeah.
And I'll play this game and like try to get all the tumors and stuff. When I first played the game, I bought this when I first got my Switch. So I kind of bought it, played it, and I actually paid attention to what I was doing. Now I am. So I'm going back to my old levels to do the collectibles. Oh, it's great. So that's on sale right now. And these games rarely go on sale. So I highly recommend anything by Edmund
McMillan.
Yeah. Anything by him, his games rarely go on sale and they look pricey, but his games are always worth it. So far, I have not been let down by any of his games.
Binding of Isaac, Super Meat Boy is good.
Yeah. So,
cool.
Pac-Man Championship Edition 2 Plus is $5.99 on Nintendo Switch. Remember, the other consoles got it for free, but you got it for $6 if you're on the Switch. The Escapist Complete Edition is $2.99, 80% off. I bought this game because I've always eyed this game. It looks pixelated. It looks cool. It's about a prison story escaping. Comes with all the DLC that came out with this game. And I was like, you know what? For $3,
that's
or
$5
bucks Canadian, I'm like, that's a coffee. I can afford this game. So Namco Museum, the games that we bought on the fly last time, is also on sale again for $8.99, 70% off. This is all American prices. Monopoly is $10, 75% off. I threw this on there because you bought Monopoly.
Yeah, and, I haven't tried it, but I like to have a digital Monopoly on the queue. It's always one good Monopoly game is worth $10.
Yeah.
If you're playing with people.
Or game like 30, so, I mean.
Yeah.
And this big one, this huge one, is Sonic Mania is $10, 50% off. And I
fucking get it. Bought it. It's awesome.
I was like, should I buy this again? But I was like, it's a portable version. There's no – my rule is if I can't play it portably, like Stardew Valley, I bought it because it was cheap. But I wouldn't have bought it because I have it on the Vita.
Sure.
It's a portable version. But Sonic Mania, there is literally no other way for me to play this game besides this. So I bought it, and it looks – holy shit, it looks beautiful on the Switch.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
For me, there's like a je ne sais quoi. If it feels right. Like, I should play this on the Switch.
Yeah.
It just feels like, good. Doom, cool. Witcher 3, not tempted. Sonic Mania, yeah. Yeah, that feels right. I should play that on the Switch. Super Meat Boy, yes, I'll buy that again. That should be on the Switch.
And the DLC is $5 as well, the Encore.
Very cool.
Worth it. PlayStation didn't have any deals that stood out because the same sales as last week. But I did see that IGN or not IGN, but there is something called DailySteals.com has the PlayStation Plus for 1 year for what was the price again? $39.99 American.
Let's click on the link. It's going slow. I don't know. Yes, we'll say it's cheaper. $40 US. Yeah.
$40 US. And this is a digital code. So for my Canadian listeners, I bought a PlayStation Plus account off eBay American for $40 and it like translated to $55, which is still cheaper than the $80 they're asking here. So, you know, they send you a code, you put it in and it works. So I don't know. That $40 is what I think they should be to begin with. So normally it's $65 in the States.
Yeah, that's what according to what this is saying. Yeah, I guess so. I thought it was 60, but I guess it is 65.
I thought it was 62. Because I think in Canada it's 80. And I'm like, hey, get the hell out of here. So that's cool to have, even though I still don't believe in subscription prices for consoles, but who am I? Just a little tiny Torontonian. More free shit. Mafia 3 DLC content pack is free on the PlayStation Store. So that's all the DLC for Mafia 3. I don't know why. I don't know if it's a mistake. It makes absolutely no sense. Get it. I got it because one day I do plan to play Mafia and it will be there. So, yeah. And this also goes to Xbox. Mafia 3 DLC content is also free. So clearly it's not a mistake. It is a, I'm guessing, like a little PR thing. They're like, hey,
get back in.
This game's free. You should get the game. You got the DLC, now get the game. It's like when I won DJ Hero and they gave me the turntable, but not the game. And I was like, yay. Or vice versa. I got the game, but not the turntable. It's like, yay, thanks, Xbox. That was great. For Xbox sales, Brothers: A Tale of Two Sons, it's now $3.99 instead of $20, so it's 80% off. Have you played? You played that one,
oh,
right? You
liked it? Yeah. Oh yeah, it made me cry. It's fucking awesome.
Yeah, I should get around to that.
Love that game.
The South Park Stick of Truth and the Fractured Butthole, get it, butthole, is $23.09. Now, remember I said earlier, I am a huge fan of bundles. So these are two great, great, great South Park games for like $25. So again, another bundle, Dead Rising Triple Bundle Pack. Originally it's $60, and now it's $14.87. That's the three Dead Rising, Dead Rising 1, 2, and Off the Record. Well, Off the Record's kind of like DLC, but whatever. Take it or leave it. Dear Esther is a weird little walking game, but it's $2.99 because it went over my 50 price sale thingy instead of $10. Mega Man Legacy Collection is $5.99. It's at a $15. So that's the first, Mega Man 1 to 6, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. So those first six games for $6. So why the hell not? And for some reason on Xbox 360, Crackdown and Crackdown 2 with all DLC is free via their Xbox Marketplace. I don't know why.
I never played Crackdown. Maybe I should.
It's free. I mean, kind of. You know what's crazy about us? This would have like broke us back in the day. It'd be like, what? A free game on Xbox 360? And now I still don't know if I want to log in to get it. I got it.
But. We are just, I mean, we're swimming in entertainment right now. It's insane.
But it's funny how Xbox 360 was my world, right? I used to love that console. I used to go EB and look through. And now I'm like, I don't want to play you anymore.
Oh, yeah,
like, how did that happen?
A baby's toy. Beyond,
yeah, pretty much. Beyond Good and Evil HD on 360 is $2.99 for Xbox Gold. Cool, and this is, again, one of the games that I bought and played for like 50 minutes. And I was like, it's not for me. But I want to give it another shot. And those are all the sales.
That's so, something. Kevin, what you been playing, man?
Once I scroll up, because I forgot what I was playing. Oh, yes. So, first things first, I got my daughter Just Dance 2018 and Just Dance Disney for the Wii U because, you know, she likes dancing now. And Just Dance Disney is a huge disappointment because when I say Disney music, what do you think of?
If you say Disney music.
Yeah.
I picture various sing-alongs that we all know from Disney movies.
Name some movies.
Aladdin, Lion King, Little Mermaid, right. Blah, blah. Okay, now, if I'm thinking in terms of Just Dance, thinking of that mini bops, kids bop stuff where it's like Britney Spears but with kids singing it.
I would prefer that. This is High School Musical songs. And something called the Descendants songs and like Lizzie McGuire music.
I don't know any of those.
I don't know any of this either. I'm like, what is it? This sucks. This is not Disney. Weird thing is, Just Dance 2018 has a kids section and had Moana's, you know, I am Moana, which my daughter loves. But my daughter clicked on a thing that says unlimited. And this popped up a little window saying your 90-day trial starts. I'm like, 90-day trial for what? The fuck are you talking about? What did you just charge on my credit card, right? Like, why is this allowed for a child to just click on? So then all of a sudden, like 700 songs appear. And now we have VR Guest, Aladdin, A Whole New World, all these Disney songs.
Oh, you're going to pay for that.
Well, I have a 3-month trial, apparently. I don't know how to get rid of it. I don't know how. There's no sign in. I don't know if my credit card's on my Switch or Wii U.
Get it off.
I don't know what happens in 3 months. I'll let you know.
It's gonna be exciting.
So I looked it up, and it's like $59.99 for like 3 months or something like that. And I'm like, okay, I get your prices, but how do I remove myself from this? There's nothing. I don't understand. So I'm gonna kind of assume I'm good. Oh, Cole,
good take. Yes, the ostrich approach could not bite you in the ass in any way in this scenario. Definitely, well, ignore it. It will go away.
I'm just gonna take my credit card off my Wii U, but I need it there. So
just take it off for 3 months. Just set a reminder, and then
oh, like, I'm gonna remember. She's never gonna play that game. She's never gonna play that game again. And I'm gonna forget about it.
Set a reminder. Just take the credit card out for a couple. All I mean is take it out for a couple of days. Just make sure that it gets declined, and then add it back.
Well, I'll probably get declined because of my credit rate. But I'm gonna, in 3 months, if I set a reminder, I'm gonna look at my phone.
Dude, what was that about,
man? I'm gonna start dancing. This obviously meant something 3 months ago. So.
Or you would be like, you'd get it, and you would know what you meant. Oh yeah, cancel the Just Dance subscription. Fuck, I don't remember how I was gonna do that.
I remember I was supposed to see how to do that. But yeah, so don't get Disney.
Don't get Disney, kids. It's
but if this subscription thing is what I think it is, where it adds all the other songs from the other games into this one. Isn't this kind of what Madden should be doing? Like, yes. You want to play with the new roster, download the pack for $30. Because I guess you don't want, like, Just Dance 2020 for the new music, but they could just release on 20. I guess 2018 has everything before. I don't know what it is. 600 songs appearing, and they had Disney music.
Yeah. Well, good for Hannah.
But it's cute, though, because I was like, I'm looking at my, because I think Just Dance is one of the biggest steals. Like, it's not it. Okay, here. Remember we had this conversation. Is it a game? Is it not?
No.
With everybody gone to the Rapture, it's a walking simulator, and ask you, what is it? What is a game? And I see a glass. And
sure. I don't remember what my stance was or anything, but I remember generally talking about.
But Just Dance is a game in which you are interacting, but are you? Because you can have the exact same experience, especially for a 5-year-old, with a YouTube video of the Just Dance clip. Because it's not really tracking your score. Because I was like,
fine. All right. I would still say yes, because I still felt like I was playing the arcade when I was mashing buttons during the arcade attract mode when I had no quarters.
Yeah, but okay. So Just Dance on Kinect, I feel like, is a game because it tracks your whole body.
Sure.
But on the Wii version, it's only tracking your remote.
I mean, it's karaoke for your limbs. It's a game.
Yeah, but $60? People buy this for $60? Get the fuck out of here.
It's a game. I don't know.
So I look at my wife, and I'm like, why is this on the Wii U? Like, the gamepad does nothing. Like, there's, like, when you play the game, it's like, Wii remote needed for this. Or yeah. Your phone. You can use your phone, which I'm like, oh, that's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. But I'm like, the Wii remote is needed.
I'd rather talk about Splatterhouse than
in one more thing.
Okay.
The cool thing is, in Just Dance, the Wii U gamepad records you. I found out what it does. You put it in front, and it'll record you and play like a loop version of you dancing.
Oh, that's fun. The Kinect would do that on the 360.
Which is hilarious. Yeah. You see yourself dancing really fast. You're all focused on the screen. So I thought that was cute.
That is fun.
The other game I beat finally was Splatterhouse, the part of the Namco collection on the Switch. Holy shit, this game is hard. Like, yeah. Really hard. At first, I was like, I'm not going to do any save states. I'll do suspend mode, but no save states. Fuck that. This game is meant to eat your quarters. You got to remember, this was an arcade game.
Yes.
And it is an arcade game in which everything cheats and it sucks, but it's great. So I'm like, all right, let me stand here and look at my tracks in front of me, like the obstacles. I got to jump over this. What the fuck is that behind me? All of a sudden, a purple wall starts coming towards you. So you can't stand there because the game will just kill you if you don't move. So you got to keep moving. And things are hard. And the levels, I'm like, yes, I beat Jennifer. Fucking hey, that was a tough last level. Oh, no, I'm still playing. Okay. And a lot of the enemies, it's just a lot of shit on screen. And that's the problem with this game. The controls are stiff, a lot of shit on screen, And that's what makes the game hard. It's good with health. It's good with lives. It's good with continues, especially if you're inserting coins all the time.
Yeah.
But you die, you start from the beginning of the chapter. There's a couple of checkpoints here and there, but yeah, most likely you die, you start from the beginning of the chapter. But I fucking beat it. My first time ever beating Splatterhouse. And I played this game on numerous different consoles. Nice. It was the first time I did it.
Very cool.
And I don't know if you played it, but did you notice the HD Rumble is awesome on the Namco Collection?
No.
It's the first time where I felt the vibration of HD, like what that is.
I will definitely pay attention to it. Like, so describe like what made it feel that way to you? Was it
in Galaga? I think when you're shooting, the top of the controls vibrate, and if you explode, the whole thing shakes.
Like,
I
never noticed that
on the Switch. Like I'm like, oh, that's satisfying. Maybe it's just me. Maybe I'm just like numb on my wrists. I have delicate wrists, but maybe that's it. So I beat Splatterhouse.
Cool.
Awesome game. I recommend it. And the other game, obviously, I've been playing. I'm not going to go too hard in this, is the Final Fantasy VII Remake. I'm about 25 hours in. Oh. It's still on Chapter 9. I don't know what that means. I don't know how far I have to go because I don't want to look anything up.
Okay.
But people hate this game, so I've heard, because it's kind of a remake, kind of not. I don't know what that means. I don't want to get into it.
Wow. We must hang out in different circles, because I feel like the wild consensus is that it's like beloved. Like surprised a lot of people, and I hear it's really
Twitter
good.
People don't like it.
Oh, okay.
Because I'll post a picture and just see what other people posted what pictures, and I'll see like, oh, you didn't make the game the way we wanted. I'm like, yeah, it's a pretty. My opinion, this is probably my game of the year, because
that's more what I'm hearing.
Yeah, this is mostly my game of the year, and I was so against this gameplay. Remember, I wanted the old school RPG.
Yeah,
I'm okay with two games. You have your old school, you have your new school. I'm okay with this. This plays not like Kingdom Hearts. I find it plays more like Final Fantasy 15 with the combat style.
Is that cool?
And it does something that I've never seen before in controlling three different characters at different times.
Okay.
Like, I'll be Cloud and I'll switch to Bear. Like, now I understand the fighting mechanism, where before I was like, I don't understand what you want me to do. You want me to control Bear? What the fuck's Cloud doing at this time? I love this style of gameplay, and I wish Kingdom Hearts would pick up this style. Because in Kingdom Hearts, Donald and Goofy are just like, they're doing their own thing on the side.
Maybe they will in the live-action Kingdom Hearts coming out.
Oh, God, I can't believe that.
It's just a rumor.
But I am absolutely in love with this game, and I don't want it to end. And I'm scared that I'm getting to the ending, and I'm also scared of what the ending is, because I don't know when part two is going to come out.
I have heard that some people have not been thrilled with the end of this segment, but who cares? You gotta think that the second is gotta be, you know, not that far away, relatively speaking. Like, maybe, I bet that it comes out next year.
I want it on these consoles, though. Like, I don't want to buy a new console for this game. I can't, man. I said no more consoles. I can't.
I don't. I'm scared for you, Kevin. I'm scared for you.
I know. Fuck me. Oh, it's awful. And I'm going to buy it again on the second new console. But I am in love with this game. I wish there was a photo mode. I'm surprised there isn't a photo mode. This is the game I was telling you where I stop and smell the flowers, like you said. I will like look at the screens and notice that there's like fingerprints on a screen, like an ATM. I'm like, you didn't need to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, that's beautiful. You didn't have to do that. You could have just done a stupid, shitty reflection. It's what I did with Spider-Man when I'm climbing buildings. I look in office buildings. I'm like, you modeled the inside of the window? You didn't put like a chair and a lamp. Everything is different. You have a couch, a TV, little statues. They did the same thing in this game. You can look in people's houses. I'm like, you didn't have to do that. I would have been happy with just like a pixelated wall. But sure. No, you weren't that way.
I'm gonna play Spider-Man. Spider-Man's
fantastic. But like the graphics, the voice acting, the humor, the music, because I play Final Fantasy VII once a year for whatever, 7, 8, and 9. I play every year once a year. And so I know the game like the back of my hand. And there's parts in there where I'm like, I know exactly what's happening, but you changed it enough to keep me intrigued.
Cool.
And they updated it. I don't know. It's a fucking awesome game. It's so good. And the swords and the upgrades and the way they explain materia and the summons. And I'm just like, this is great. And it just sucks that this is only like the first part. And I haven't even left the fucking city yet.
Does it though? I mean, just right now in your instant gratification mode. Yes. But there's a potential for you to be looking back on this the way that Game of Thrones fans hoped they could have at the end of their thing, or the way Breaking Bad fans do look back on the series. Like, God damn, they really nailed that. And wouldn't it cool to have, you know, 5 years of Final Fantasy VII back in my life?
That is true.
Like, that might be it. Now, it might not happen that way, but...
I guess I would feel different if I knew it was coming out next week, like part two. I would have been like, okay, let me just...
Sure.
But now I'm like stopping and doing all the side missions and everything I possibly can because I don't want this game to end.
Yeah, I guess I'm just trying to paint that. Mean, yeah, just trying to curb the expectations, you know?
Because like this whole place takes place in Midgar, which I don't know if you never played Final Fantasy VII,
no,
right?
No, but well, listen to a lot of potty. I know Midgar is okay. Like the first 2 hours of Final Fantasy VII, so it's a small slice of the beginning of the game.
And it's like disc one, I want to say, yeah. Like what Final Fantasy VII was. And, you know, when you leave Midgar, it's when the open world happens and you can explore and all that. I don't know how they're going to do that. I doubt there's going to be an open world thing. It's probably going to just bring you to where you're supposed to go in the actual game, which I'm okay with. But it's just, I'm like, I want to see more. Like, you showed me Chocobos and you showed me a lot of the summons and shit like that. And I'm like, I'm down, man. You got me.
Yeah.
But the fact that I don't know where it's going to end is what bums me out. I'm like, are you going to end up where I think you're going to end? And if you do, I'm not happy with that. That sucks. Because I don't know when the next one's coming out.
Yeah.
It's like if you watch the Marvel Avengers movie and you, like, the Infinite War where they all die. We watched that one knowing when the next part is going to come out.
Yes.
Like, in a year. And if I had to wait 7 years, I would have been like, ah, oh, fuck. I don't know if I can deal with that.
Yeah, you won't.
You won't care.
This was too much of a success. This is... And it's not like they're rebuilding the engine, you know.
That's the thing. So, like, they did what Resident Evil 3 did, yeah, with Resident Evil 2 remake. They used the same engine. They farted out the next year. And it's a little bit short. It's a little short, I heard. But hopefully with Final Fantasy VII, they, you know, they'll make it short. I don't know. I love it. I'm very surprised. Square, good job. That's two games you knocked it out of the park with. Kingdom Hearts 3 and Final Fantasy VII Remake.
Good job.
That's all I've been playing. All
right. I forgot to put it on the notes, but I did play some more Freedom Finger. I ended up having to cheat and knock down the difficulty.
That's not cheating. Fairly.
Well, so like I said, there's a rapper I adore, probably my favorite rapper, A$AP Rock. He is involved in the game, so I wanted to get as far into the game as I could to hear his songs in the game before, as the first time to experience them that way. I gave up. I just listened to him, and then I just knocked the difficulty down. It's a super fun game. It was not worth me withholding the enjoyment of those songs. The songs are great. That game's fun. It's a good shooter. That's all there is to it.
I love shooters. I want to get this one whenever it goes on sale.
Yeah, look for it on sale. It's a good one. It's got really great music. The soundtrack is excellent. It's not made for the game. It's like a collection of music. So you have a buddy that's like just always had good taste in music, just seems like had magic, whatever he showed, he's like, that's fucking awesome. This game has that. Like, man, what a... Whoever put these songs together has awesome taste. Like, it's just that. It's just like someone's Spotify list is awesome.
Like Tony Hawk's Pro Skater soundtrack.
Sure, yes.
Like
the first, yes.
Like, wow, everything on this is great. Yes. I don't even like rap, and look at this.
it's much more like that kind of a soundtrack. I had been frustrated with the Microsoft Store. I think a couple weeks ago I said I had to keep restarting for Gears Tactics to download.
Yeah.
I had that same problem with the Microsoft Store. So I was – you know that you're desperate when you're just copying and pasting code blindly from articles, throwing it into PowerShell, just like desperate, like maybe this will clear out something.
Why is that? I wonder.
I have no idea. I have a speculation. I downloaded the Xbox beta app, which allows you to curate what games are on Game Pass and allow you to install from there, almost like a Steam client, because they don't have any sort of curation of where your games are installed. And the Windows 10 search feature, if I hit like the Windows key and start typing Forza, it doesn't pull anything up, even though it's there. But if I would start typing Office or Word, it does. So like so I thought it was to take that away, but it seems like it must use a different install path because the Microsoft Store, this thing, like the Xbox app felt like it bugged out on me. and it wouldn't install through there. So I would try to install it through the Windows Store, and that wouldn't work either. So I eventually uninstalled the Windows Xbox app and then ran through a bunch of reset Windows things, like signed out, signed back in, did the reset at the Windows level, ran some command prompt stuff, and ran a PowerShell script, and eventually the thing started working, but it won't always download. As soon as my computer goes to sleep or the monitor shuts off, it gets an error. So I have to, I don't know what's going on with it. But what
this is for Gears Tactics?
It was, but now it happened on the Halo Master Chief Collection. It took me 8 days to download Halo 2. If we would have recorded yesterday, I would have been a whole sort of different kind of grumpy about Halo 2, but it finished and I got to play it a little bit yesterday. So thank you, Discord, for shitting the bed so that I could play a little Halo.
I was going to say, you wait 8 days for Gears Tactics and you're like, I don't want to play this.
Oh, no, I didn't wait that. Yeah. It just what it is. and then I did finish, saw credits on Streets of Rage 4.
Nice.
I realized I made a really big mistake in this game that I learned by the end, but I wish I'd have learned it earlier. I played up until level 10 just solo, and through levels 11 and 12, I turned it open to the public. 10 or 11 and 12, I opened it up to the public.
Yeah.
Open it up to the public. It was way more fun. It was way easier. Right. It was way better. I enjoyed it as is. It's better with people. I can't wait to sit down with a bunch of beers with somebody and just try to beat this game. It's going to be super fun.
I feel bad with those games. I told you I'm an Earl, have an online mode where people could jump in your game. I feel bad because I no longer have those three to four hours to play a game. I'll feel bad leaving halfway through the game.
So that's what's nice about this is after the level's complete, that session's done.
Oh, that's cool. That's awesome.
If you want to play level 11, you find a new person joins you and same for 12. Yeah.
Because I feel terrible. I forget some old games did that where you when you leave the game ends and I'm like, oh, I feel bad, but I can't play this.
I know what you're talking. I can't think of an example, but yeah, that definitely was how they used to be structured. I think
an arcade did that, or an X-Men arcade did that, or something like that. It was very annoying. It was very painful. Cause, I don't know.
Streets of Rage 4, I liked. I saw Scattle in the credits. I love Scattle. He's a great game musician. He's been in Hotline Miami, a whole bunch of stuff.
You were saying the music's kind of like Hotline Miami, right? Like, you rock.
Somebody's got a good ear, right? It was the closest thing that I could, so it's not like a surprise. Right. But, Streets of Rage 4, I think I've said it before, but I might have had buyer's remorse if I paid the $25 retail for it.
Oh, that's all. Yeah,
but because it was in Game Pass, I give it an A. The difference is crazy. It feels just so appropriately awesome for Game Pass.
See, it's funny to me. The $25 range sounds good because it's not that. I forget that we have a different currency.
Well, then it's the $35. But I mean, that's my point. It's $15 a month for the Game Pass, and that's the PC and the Xbox One.
Yeah, absolutely.
So that 1 month, I liked the game well enough to make that 1 month worth it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Streets of Rage 4 is better than I expected. And I'm glad I saw the credits, and I'll definitely play it again. It'll have to be local co-op, but I'll play it again. It's cool.
I don't know if I do beat 'em ups anymore. I think I'm past that.
This, you and Rui with this one and some more Boston Lagers, I bet you have a good time.
Fair.
It feels good to play the game. That's the thing. Is it actually...
It's fun. The punches. Can I go back to the old... To the old games, I'm like, oh, I'm good. Like the old Golden Axe and Streets of Rage. I can't.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. And this surprised me. It felt just, it's good.
Wasn't there supposed to be a new Battletoads at some point?
There was always teases of it, I thought. Yeah. Animation.
Yeah. The gameplay was that weird flash animation that I don't like. The same animations in Toad Jam and Earl.
Yeah.
For the new. And I was like, I don't really like them.
Yeah, I haven't heard anything of it, but yeah, that definitely was a thing. All right, man. Well, it's been a little over an hour. We got a little bit of feedback, and then we're going to call it a show. I've been dragging ass this last week and a half. So Kevin was gracious enough to let me get out of here and as soon as we could.
After a show for the Kevin solo cast, where just Kevin all the time.
I'd listen.
Trying different characters.
I really would.
It'll be like Garth and Wayne's World when it's just him.
Doesn't he even look at the camera? Yeah, he like freaks out, like freezes.
Gotta love them.
I
was listening to the Dick Show, and this is like an older episode, but Dick went to the bathroom and it was just Sean by himself, which is the audio engineer. And he was like, really? And he's just like babbling on about nothing. And Dick comes back. He's like, wow, don't ever do that again. Don't ever leave me.
That's pretty funny.
So when I used to do that with Rui, if one of us goes to the bathroom, we would still talk to each other. And it was funnier because you hear like that far away talking.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Off mic talk, so I'm like, you know, what are you talking about? Mortal Kombat, is it any good? I don't know, I haven't got there yet. Like, so that was always fun.
Tony wants to say thank you for having him on the show. So, Tony, it was a lot of fun. Dumbass says, no joke, I just started the game, the game of Crusader of Senti 2 weeks ago because Norman mentioned it. The game is excellent so far.
Nice.
He also says, Scott was wondering if Microsoft can be able to afford having cheap Game Pass for all their games. Sure. They don't make games anymore, so you will get what you pay for when it comes to the first party. Look at the first party games, since it's PAS. I'm not sure. He has a lot of typos sometimes, so I have a bit. This is almost 0.0 games. $15 per month is 3 full-time games per year. Essentially, he's saying it's still a great deal. I wish it existed when I was a kid. So he's confident that I think his logic is because Microsoft isn't making a lot of games themselves and they're publishing a lot of the games is why the economics probably work out, which is probably true.
Yeah.
I guess I would just love to know and really see. They obviously will never tell us, but unless it absolutely monumentally fails or something.
Well, there's something I learned with this pandemic is that every company seems to have been on the verge of bankruptcy. All of them. I'm like, it's only been 2 months. You're all closing your doors. How? And well, you guys want me to survive on my income?
Yeah,
right. Fuck out of here.
It just shows everyone's paycheck to paycheck. It just all scales because everyone spends up till right where they shouldn't. Four more.
Crazy. So. I can't believe how many stores went bankrupt. I'm like,
I can't. Dude, it's a razor's edge, like, to get to that next month. It's not.
But the CEOs have, like, billions of dollars.
But then they buy yachts. You make obligations that are financial that it's funny. Crazy, adulthood's a myth and humans are humans. It's just what it is.
Wild.
So, yeah, Dumbass, very cool. Thanks, man. Thank you very much.
I love talking to him on Twitter, man. He's so much funny,
dude. Yeah, he's a goofball.
So that I'm like, even I get offended. I'm like, my word, that's your mother.
I know you're talking about. Yeah, dude, sometimes, the language he uses.
Oh, you're a children on Twitter, young man.
I don't even think listening to all the sex talk from 90 Day Gay prepares me for the amount of, like, dick stuff that Dumbass posts on Twitter.
I'm like covering my like Mike's eyes. I'm
like, ooh. I hope my mom doesn't know I hang out with you. Thanks, Dumbass. Good to talk to you, bud. And that's going to be it for the show this week. So I want to thank everybody for starting another 10 years with us. Tech My Balls, thanks for being in the chat, man. Always a pleasure. Good to see you. Glad to still have you around. We have Amazon affiliate links, so if you'd like to support the show, you can check that out. Also, make sure to go to Sid Gold's. Right, is that what it is? Yeah. Well, it's Google Docs is doing that thing where it's like, "Are you sure this is the account you want to be signed in?" And I'm like, "I don't care about your fucking pop up. I want my document."
Yeah.
Go check that out. If you'd like to get a hold of the show, you can email us at classicelite@gmail.com. That's classicl337. You can also hit us up on any social media platform, like Twitter. I shouldn't say any. Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, we're there. Facebook, YouTube, sometimes on Twitch. Eventually, we'll get Restream going, so we'll get on Twitch again, too. But our username is Classic Elite at all of those places. I want to thank Ben Landis for letting us use his song Through the Forest as our intro music, and thank you to Cubby for letting us use Tidal Force as outro stuff. I want to thank everybody very much for listening to episode 320 of the Classic Elite Podcast, and we'll see you next week for episode 321.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.